The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 102.3 FM KGDC2. Our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KGDC2 sports special. Join us as the College Place High School Hawks take the field for exciting gridiron action. And now, here are the voices for Hawks football, Danny Van Vliet and Jason Watson on Walla Walla's KGDC2.
Welcome and good evening to beautiful College Place, Washington, as your Hawks are taking on a Royal night. It's going to be an interesting game and a beautiful night as it's 81 degrees. Sun is setting. Not a wind in sight. It is very clear tonight as well. And we're looking to be about 78 degrees by kickoff. Boy.
Especially compared to the smoke last week.
It is going to be a beautiful night. I'm Danny VanVliet, joined by my cohort Jason Watson, and we're coming with you all season long as your Hawks, once again, are taking on Game 2 of the season against the Royal Knights. Hawks tonight are going to be in their traditional blue uniforms with the blue helmet and orange accents. As we look across the field on the east side, we do see the Royals in all white with black stripe and black helmet. It's going to be a fantastic night. We're going to take a quick
hopefully
time
for the Knights.
Yeah, hopefully not. We're going to take a quick time out, but on the other side, we're going to go into some of the Royal stats for the last couple seasons. It's going to be a heck of a game. We'll see you on the other side. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. While we focus on serving Walla Walla County, people come from far and wide to experience our different way of doing things. Seattle, Tacoma, LeGrand, Baker, Ontario, Boise, the Dalles, Hood River, Portland, Salt Lake City, and even Los Angeles, California. I'm constantly amazed at how far people are willing to travel to come buy a new Toyota from us. Come see us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat Menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with maple cookie crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat Menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app, where happy tastes good.
Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial.
3 out of 4 people who are acquiring a dog desire a puppy, but don't overlook adult dogs that may be unwanted or those among the many animals available through local shelters and purebred rescue organizations. Adult dogs are usually housebroken and are accustomed to a less rigorous feeding schedule than a puppy. Plus, adult dogs will require less of your energy to make them part of your family. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. And we're going to talk about, Jason, on our way up here, you were informing me of how challenging this game might be for our Hawks. With, what'd you say, a 35-game win streak?
So the Royal Knights have the longest active winning streak in Washington with 35 games. Max Preps has them as the best winning percentage in the nation among small schools, the highest scoring team among small schools. And they're five consecutive times state champion. So the last 5 years for Class 1A, they've won the state championship. And last year in 2024, they were not held under 40 points all season. They had an average score of 60.8 points per game. But as we were discussing, anything can happen any given Friday, right?
You got that right. My goodness, what an insane, five consecutive championships,
right? State championships.
State championships.
Yep.
That is just incredible. I know last year when we visited the stadium, not only is it an incredible facility, but looking at the team just on the field right now, they have double the players from us.
Looks like it.
It looks to be. It is really something to see. So
I'm hoping some of them are the JV just suited up. it'll be a tough game no matter what. It'll be a tough game. But, like I said, it's cliche, but really is. Any given day, things can go wrong. They're on a 35-game win streak, but they're going to lose at some point, so why can't it be tonight?
Why not tonight? Well, the tunnel is inflated. The fans are lining up. The people are lining up for the big entry for the first home game of the season. We're going to take a quick timeout. On the other side, we sat down with the coach for a few words, and we're going to tell you all about it. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
With the out-of-this-world cost of new and high-quality used vehicles these days, you want your current rig to run as long as possible. Walla Walla Transmission is standing by and ready to help. The secret to keeping your vehicle in tip-top shape and avoiding costly repair bills is preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance ensures your safety and that of your family. Reliability, contentment, peace of mind. Get on a regular maintenance schedule at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Your Hawks just took the field. And, you know, I really love high school entrances. You know what I mean? The tunnel, the excitement is pretty cool. But Jason, I wanted to talk to you now. You know, we had the opportunity to sit down with Coach Bouvier for real briefly, and I guess by sit down, I mean stand up next to him on the field as they're warming up.
I was wondering where you're
at. And, he really kind of led us into a little bit of insight for this game.
Yeah, I know. He mentioned in years past that coming into this game against Royal was always kind of a nobody's really excited about it, but this year he says they have a much better mentality. Everybody's excited about it. They've been challenging each other in practice. They're working real hard all week, and kind of like we discussed just a few minutes ago that, hey, you know, any given game, things can go wrong for the Knights. They're bound to lose at some point. Why not us? Why not tonight?
You're absolutely right. And one thing that he specifically said, which really kind of stuck with me, is, you know, win one play, win one drive, use that kind of momentum, right?
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to sit there and think, you know, hey, it's, have to worry about winning the whole game the whole time. No, just concentrate on the play you're on right there, and hey, move forward in the game. new adventure. They get it into your yard in time, and they can get the ball moving in the right way and stop them when they need to. And they can come out on top. Just take it one play, one drive at a time.
And we are now going to be going to the national anthem being performed by the band, the school band.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Taussig Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you know of us through positive online reviews or recommendations from friends, our team at American Air Heating and Cooling is eager to make you our next satisfied customer. We're pleased to offer planned maintenance, field repairs, and air quality improvements. We are your one and only authorized train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com. Call American Air Heating and Cooling today at 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Is your heating and cooling system letting you down? Is it too hot in the summer and too cold in the winter? Hi, I'm Terry with Total Comfort Solutions, and we hear this a lot. Older systems are costly to run and very unreliable. Here at Total Comfort Solutions, we have just the fix. High efficient, reliable heating and cooling systems for as low as $130 per month. Act now, and we can even throw in some rebate money. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Ready to make some big changes in your home? Here at Connor's Flooring and Design, we understand that investing in new flooring, tile, countertops, and window coverings involves big decisions that you want to get right the first time. Since 1974, our family-owned business has helped you find the right materials for your home and budget, working with local licensed pro installers to ensure your investment will perform. Come see us today and get a free estimate. Experience our Golden Rule service at Connor's Flooring and Design.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. During May and June, we sold more new Toyotas than any two-month span in our history. Our formula is simple. Our team is dedicated to an unmatched customer experience, and our prices simply cannot be touched. While we focus on serving Walla Walla County, people come from far and wide to experience our different way of doing things. I'm constantly amazed at how far people are willing to travel to come buy a new Toyota from us. Come see us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with maple cookie crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app, where happy tastes good.
KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's Classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's Classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
Cats are known as finicky eaters, but often the environment can affect a cat's eating habits. Avoid feeding your cat in heavily trafficked or noisy areas. The presence of other animals, dirty food containers, or nearby litter boxes can deter a cat from eating too. Try to be sensitive to your cat's eating behavior and make necessary adjustments for the best feeding conditions. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Transmission, gearbox, and coolant service intervals range from 30 to 60 to even 90,000 miles. At Walla Walla Transmission, we know that transmission fluid, like engine oil, breaks down at varying rates depending on driving conditions and habits, which can make your vehicle vulnerable to costly transmission repairs. And while transmission repair is our specialty, we want to help you avoid costly repairs with our expert transmission maintenance service. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Taussig Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling is the Walla Walla Valley's one and only Trane dealer. It's hard to stop a Trane because Trane HVAC systems are built to last. Trane's famous commitment to reliability is evident in every product they build, which makes peace of mind a hallmark for their customers. At American Air Heating and Cooling, the quality of Trane equipment is the foundation of our commitment to excellence, leading to several best of the best awards over the years. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Is your heating and cooling system letting you down? Is it too hot in the summer and too cold in the winter? Hi, I'm Terry with Total Comfort Solutions, and we hear this a lot. Older systems are costly to run and very unreliable. Here at Total Comfort Solutions, we have just the fix. High efficient, reliable heating and cooling systems for as low as $130 per month. Act now, and we can even throw in some rebate money. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Ready to make some big changes in your home? Here at Connors Flooring and Design, we understand that investing in new flooring, tile, countertops, and window coverings involves big decisions that you want to get right the first time. Since 1974, our family-owned business has helped you find the right materials for your home and budget, working with local licensed pro installers to ensure your investment will perform. Come see us today and get a free estimate. Experience our Golden Rule service at Connors Flooring and Design.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. While we focus on serving Walla Walla County, people come from far and wide to experience our different way of doing things. Seattle, Tacoma, LaGrande, Baker, Ontario, Boise, the Dalles, Hood River, Portland, Salt Lake City, and even Los Angeles, California. I'm constantly amazed at how far people are willing to travel to come buy a new Toyota from us. Come see us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with maple cookie crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app, where happy tastes good.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS 294.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS 2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Many people want to reward their pets by giving them treats. The problem is we give too many treats composed of the wrong foods and for the wrong reasons. Take chocolate, for instance. A chemical found in chocolate can be toxic to dogs. In fact, it's best to avoid giving your pets any candy at all. Try substituting raw fruits or vegetables next time you're wanting to reward your pet with a treat. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Julie Doty. My family owns Walla Walla Transmission on Bennett Street, just north of West Rose. I'd tell you about our current specials, except, well, we don't have any. We realize that monthly specials won't earn your trust or your business. Our goal is to earn your business through exceptional customer service and the highest quality transmission work you'll find anywhere in the valley. If you're having tranny trouble, we can help. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission and give our crew a chance to earn your business. Walla Walla Transmission, 204 Bennett Street, Walla Walla.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Taussig Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling was started by Walla Walla native Dan Reiner out of his garage in 2015. In the short time since, American Air has enjoyed a booming rate of referrals from our customer base. Our American Air crew is the new generation, the new face of heating and cooling in our valley. We install high-quality, dependable, and efficient heating and air conditioning equipment. We are your one and only authorized train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Is your heating and cooling system letting you down? Is it too hot in the summer and too cold in the winter? Hi, I'm Terry with Total Comfort Solutions, and we hear this a lot. Older systems are costly to run and very unreliable. Here at Total Comfort Solutions, we have just the fix. High efficient, reliable heating and cooling systems for as low as $130 per month. Act now, and we can even throw in some rebate money. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Ready to make some big changes in your home? Here at Connors Flooring and Design, we understand that investing in new flooring, tile, countertops, and window coverings involves big decisions that you want to get right the first time. Since 1974, our family-owned business has helped you find the right materials for your home and budget, working with local licensed pro installers to ensure your investment will perform. Come see us today and get a free estimate. Experience our Golden Rule service at Connors Flooring and Design.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. During May and June, we sold more new Toyotas than any two-month span in our history. Our formula is simple. Our team is dedicated to an unmatched customer experience, and our prices simply cannot be touched. While we focus on serving Walla Walla County, people come from far and wide to experience our different way of doing things. I'm constantly amazed at how far people are willing to travel to come buy a new Toyota from us. Come see us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with maple cookie crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app, where happy tastes good.
Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox?
Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates?
Consider renting a private mailbox.
At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget.
Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Taussig Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling specializes in residential HVAC services that keep you comfortable all year long. Serving the Walla Walla Valley and surrounding areas, American Air Heating and Cooling maintains and services all makes and models of residential and light commercial HVAC equipment. We are your one and only authorized Trane dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a Trane. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com. Call us today to make an appointment, 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Hey there, friends. Welcome back to what has been a very exciting game so far. And unfortunately, due to some technical difficulties, we haven't been with you. So thank you for your patience. Welcome back. And let's catch you up. As I was dealing with some technical difficulties, I'm going to pass the reins over to my cohort here, Jason Watson, as he's going to catch you up on everything that happened.
All right, so we had, believe everyone was still with us here in the first quarter of 11-27 when the Royal Knights threw about a 10-yard pass for a touchdown. Took it to 6-0 Knights. And we had a flag on the ensuing kickoff. A false start on the Knights pushed them back. Then they kicked it off. We got the ball back. Unfortunately, didn't go anywhere with it. Punted the ball away. Almost got blocked. Royal Knights then were able to drive down in two plays, make it 14-0 on the ensuing kickoff. There was a pooch. Only went to about the 40-yard line and unfortunately was fumbled by the Hawks, recovered by the Knights, and they took it in for a third touchdown.
And as the score right now is 27-0 Hawks, there we go. The Knights are 27. Hawks are 0, 7:06 left here in the first, and as the Hawks were at the 3rd-yard line, it looked like, or the 5-yard line, a punt from the end zone was blocked and recovered for yet another touchdown.
So blocked punt for the touchdown.
That's what just happened. So it's been a very eventful, oh my goodness, a blocked kick. As they're trying to scramble to try to see if they can throw it out for the extra
wide open
point,
in
and
the far corner of the end zone.
That was an interesting situation as what appeared to be a kick turned into a pass because of, well, pure, I guess, excitement through the line broke through trying to block that. So 29-0, 7:06 here in the first. And, goodness gracious. Folks, thanks again for being with us. Thank you to our producers back at the studio, Sebastian, and was able to figure this out for us. And
Since I couldn't see because I have a column in my way, you said that looked like it was a bad snap, or what happened on that extra point?
So on the extra point, it just I thought they were going for the extra kick, and they just went through the line. They kind of got their hand in there, and they scrambled to throw.
And someone had presence of mind to run out to the far corner to receive the
pretty
throw.
Much. Yep.
It's a good throw there. They had it. They must practice that one. Jeez. All right, so
29-0, 7:06 left here in the first. All right. As we are getting ready for the fourth kickoff of the game, as the Royals are going to be kicking to the Hawks. Again, left to right on the radio dial.
Fifth
kickoff, excuse me. Hawks are looking good in their blue and orange uniforms.
Not liking how empty the middle of the field is here. That's where they took advantage of us before. But it's another good deep kick to the far corner.
And gets out. Oh, my goodness. It stops right at the one.
It bounced back the wrong way, but we got across. Got across the 10.
Wow, that was one. He was finally waiting because these kicks had been all the way into the, you know, 1-yard line or into the goal. Just about every time.
Yeah, the last kickoff was bounced in. They let it actually went in the end zone. He let it keep bouncing for a touchback. But, that one actually, it hit the ground, bounced toward the end zone a yard, and then it bounced back the other way about 3 or 4 yards before he picked it up. And
so he was forced to pick it up and run it instead of hoping for that touchback. So here we are at the 10-yard line, first and 10 at the 13. Excuse me, at the 13. 7:02 left here in the first. 0-29 is your score. Hawks have the ball. And
we have three wide to the left, one to the right with a shotgun, one in the backfield with the quarterback.
The snap, looking to throw. Pressure, throwing to the center. 22 picks it up. Piper for the first down. That's going to be a Hake Warden, Edward Jones first down. And a fantastic catch and play that was as the pressure was on. Fry in the back zone there, and gosh, Piper had a couple people on him, it looked like.
Oh, yeah, three defenders around him. That's what we need, though. That's what we need to get him back in the game.
So at the 13, excuse me.
Oh, roughing the passer on the defense. All right. That's going to be some free yards for us. That should make it first down. First and 10. They're still showing the 13. Where are we moving it to?
So they made it a first down. The catch itself was a first down. Now we're moving it an additional 10 yards. So, 15 yards?
That should be a personal foul.
Okay, so from the 23 to
spotted.
The...
Is that just shy of the Hawks 40?
Look at that. All right. So I'll just like it. That, folks, a Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first down at the 40.
Keep giving us those yards. Come on.
From the snap, from the same formation,
high
looking to
snap
run
again.
Right up the middle, getting shut down and pushed way back. Hopefully we get the momentum at least.
Oh, yeah, we'll get the
placement
forward,
of that.
Forward momentum. That's number 34. That's Creeley, I believe.
So probably
Kyler Creeley,
a yard loss on that one. It looks like they're giving it the same spot.
They're saying he got back to the line of scrimmage.
That, my friends,
so we're
was
second
a
and
gift.
10. Yeah, I mean, it looked to me like he was a yard or two short behind that, but.
A gift for certain. They're taking their time in the huddle. 6:20.
Couldn't really tell you where the ball was because they had too many white jerseys in the way.
Left here in the first. Again, 0-29 is your score. Second and 10
at
the 40.
Two wide to the left again. Two backs with the quarterback out of the gun. Defense is crowding.
Motion from far side, near side. Looking to throw.
Throwing
he does. Just shallow as Piper was trying to pick it up at the 50-yard line.
Overthrown a yard or two.
Came about, 2 yards shy. That would have been pretty good, though, because he would have had a little bit of room to run. It just, the pressure was getting at him.
He could have caught that. That would have been a first down.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't think he'd have been down the sideline, but I think he probably would have stepped out with the angle he was taking, but it still would have been a first down here around, the 40, 45 on, on the Royal side?
And Fry was dealing with, Brandon Fry, quarterback, was dealing with a couple linemen coming at him real quick.
They were, everyone was up inside the box on that one. They were definitely bringing the blitz.
One thing I wanted to talk about, from last week is our offensive line managed to get some serious time for Fry.
Yes.
Last week. And boy, it is not that lucky this week so far.
They're bringing a lot of blitzes.
All right. Fry's back in the gun.
Four wide, three to the right. Oh, there's another flag. Stop the play.
On him. We do have a stoppage of play at 5:55. Clock is still running. 29
on the Hawks. I couldn't see what that call was.
I'll hear it here in a moment from the PA.
Looks like they're moving it back 5 yards.
So third and 15 at the 35-yard line. 5:40 left here in
the
first.
Three wide to the right.
The snap looking to throw. Shallow back to the original line of scrimmage.
Dragging a player.
His way through.
Got across the Hawks 45-yard line.
Logan Hafen for some decent yardage and trying to be dragged down by those.
Took three guys to stop him.
Man. Goodness.
I like it. And those two guys that were hanging on to him when he started dragging them were bigger than he is.
Powerhouse Hafen at it again as we are back up to the original line of scrimmage at about.
No, we're fourth past
and,
it.
Oh,
we're fourth and four.
Oh, we are. Yeah, that's where he caught
the ball. We're across
the
Hawks 45.
He caught the ball there and managed to get up about 6 yards. So fourth and four at the 46, 4:50 left here in the first. We going for it.
Going for it.
Why not? You have a score like this.
Nothing to lose. Let's do it.
So same formation.
Let's get some momentum here. Three wide to the right. One back in the gun with the quarterback. High snap
again. Looking to throw. A lot of pressure.
Intercepted. Yep, intercepted. Number 24.
At the 50, brought down on the inside. Going all the way to the 20. There's a flag out. Play. Chokes around to the left side. Kind of finding room. Up through the middle. Trying to tackle on the first and finally dragged down into a touchdown. So intercepted, touchdown, all the way on the near side. There was
a flag. Let's see where the penalty is.
Looks like they're waving it. Let's see what happens. Looks like he is injured. They are motioning for coach to come out. That is going to be a Knights player that is injured. He's the one that was taken down by, I believe, three or four Hawks right at the one-yard line with momentum going into the touchdown. Let's see what happens as we have two coaches out there, almost third on the way. He is rolling around. He looks to be moving, obviously, but hopefully not too severely injured. Hopefully it's a cramp or something.
And it looked like, okay, that looks like he's signaling holding. Holding
on
the defense, but it was after the catch. So it's still their ball, but that should bring it back.
Should bring it back. Trying to figure it out.
That should
negate
the touchdown. I'm still talking about it. We still have the Knights player down in the end zone.
Looks to be. He is up on his feet now. He's going to be walking off to his own power with some assistance of the coaches. It does appear to be some sort of leg injury. And he's walking it off pretty good right now. He might be out for the rest of the game. So 4 minutes, 23 seconds left here in the first score. As of right now, nothing to 29 as the Knights are dominating.
First down.
And they are going to have the ball as a first down. Yep. So it will be a
touchdown called back.
Edward Jones first down. And that ball is going to be back probably at the point of the foul, is that how that works?
So it should be, the penalty yards will be added to the spot of the foul.
Okay.
So wherever that occurred, they should tack them on to that.
So it looks like we're roughly about the Hawks 45 right now.
They're about the 44-yard line.
44 is
where their board says the 43. Hawks 43-yard line, first and 10, Royal Knights.
All right, 4:23 on the clock for the first and 10 at the 43. And motion as a high snap and looking to throw. Looks deep and far down there at the 20-yard line.
Man.
Shoots around
to
the 10. The 5, touchdown. My goodness.
Right like between
a hot
the defenders.
Knife through butter, folks. That was smooth. As the Hawks just seemed to be almost out of their element, as there was no defender by that receiver.
Yeah, no,
he
had a good
thread the needle.
5 to 10 yards either side of them between defenders, and then they just couldn't catch up with them down the far sideline.
And that was a very high snap. The quarterback actually had to jump up to catch it. It was a motion out of the from the running back behind him. Kick is up and good, so our score now should be 36-0 with 4:14 left on the clock for the first. Oh, he did miss it? Excuse me, thank you. So it is going to be 35-0. As I am corrected here in the booth. Thank you for that. Again, appreciate it. And we're going to take a quick timeout as we regroup. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2. All right, you're going to stick right here. That's quite all right. I appreciate you hanging out with us as I take a quick
seat. Well, they're lining up for the kick already. Here we go. You should see what they do if they kick another long one or if they go for that pooch again. I heard somebody else say pooch, but pooch to me means something different. They go with that short one again. I'm nervous about it now because they already did it once, and we have no one in the middle.
No one in the middle, but, man, this kicker knows what's going on. I mean, except for, I guess, missing that extra kick was interesting, but he's been really able to boot the ball pretty well.
He has a strong leg.
So it looks like we are ready to go. The whistle, here we go. Boots it all the way back.
Let her go.
And it's out of there.
Bounced about the...
For a touchback?
Correct. Bounced about the middle of the end zone there, then bounced on out. So we'll get a touchback start on our own 20-yard line.
All right. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first down is going to be coming up here in a second. It's going to be first and 10 at the 20. 4:14 here on the clock for the first. The score is still nothing to 35. As the Hawks, again, you know, just like the conversation we had with Coach early this afternoon is, you know, win some drives. You win some drives, you win some plays, you chip at them slowly but surely, something might happen. And, you know, we had momentum earlier this last drive. See what happens from the snap, looking to throw. Plenty of time that time. Ooh. Looking low, though, 22 was the intended target. Piper couldn't quite get to it as it was about to his shins. And he throws himself on the ground to get it. Couldn't quite pick it up.
It was a little low and behind him, that throw. I'm not sure what happened there.
I'll turn down the cheer squad as they are starting to get a little rowdy.
We need somebody to.
Second and 10 at the 20.
This is a quiet stand in us.
It looks like we are going to be hanging out in that formation again.
Yeah,
which is that same... from shotgun, looking to run it from the inside, immediately thrown down. My goodness. I just watched a WWE situation as he was thrown back 5 yards as eight was the runner on there, which was, of course, I don't know. Is that?
Yeah, you know, he made a good play on defense, too, and I don't see him on my roster here. I've been trying to find him.
It is James Fry. So a little Fry to Fry action there. From the gun. Motion from the near side to far side. Snap. Look at handoff. Fake throws there, but he hands off up the middle instead. Goes up to the original line of scrimmage because it was back.
Just got over
4 yards. So fourth and nine now.
And that was Creeley again with the carry.
It's going to be, third? Let's see. The board says fourth. There we go. They finally updated on the sidelines there. So fourth and nine at the 21. Situation like this, Jason, what are you thinking?
Thinking I like what I'm seeing, that they're going to go for it. You know, they haven't crossed the 50 yet. I think we've only had one or two first downs, one of those being from a penalty.
Go for it.
I mean,
when you're going from the other team's red zone, though, it makes it a little tough. The snap from the gun. Look at a throw. A lot of pressure coming at him. Trying to get it out. He manages to get it out and brought
down. Avoid the sack.
But, 75, the big man for the Knights.
Spinning tackle there as he was starting to get grabbed and pulled to the ground, threw the ball away. So
and he broke through that line quick, too, man, with a huge kind of windmill maneuver to get that lineman out of the way.
Looks like they keep breaking through on the left side. Yeah, I mean, it. My opinion, 35-0, two left in the first, I mean, I'd have gone for it, too.
The only
good thing could happen if you're, you know, if you get the first down, you might get some momentum out of it.
From the
if
shot,
nothing else, you're at least moving the ball farther away for the other team.
From the shotgun, hands it off, up the middle.
Right.
Kind of trips him up there and gets about
a
yard.
70. Michael Ard with the tackle there.
Are they going to move it? They're not. Okay, second and 10.
Oh, that was about the line of scrimmage.
So, about 2:15 left here in the first. Score is still nothing to 35 as your Hawks are trailing with a second 10 as the Royals are knocking on the door of the red zone for the Hawks. From the shotgun.
Tight ends and two wide right.
Looking to hand off again. No,
nope.
Play action.
Screen pass.
14 picks it up on the inside, kind of shoves around and makes his way into the end zone as a very quick and very easy Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first down, touchdown, as the score is now going to be, math
41.
Is hard, 41.
41-0. Yeah, that was a quick little screen pass to the right. They had two wide out to the right. They had a couple tight ends stacked up on the other side. They were out of the gun with one back. And you had the one lineman come running up, receiver, to block the number 14 there from, he was the wide out, came around behind the slot, caught the ball. He already had two or three blockers set up for him, and clear path all the way to the end zone.
So 147 here left in the first.
Yeah, it looked like a
waiting to see
a penalty on Royal.
So it looks like
there was a penalty on.
There was a penalty.
Just signaled, I didn't see what the penalty was, but they just signaled on Royal. So now we're 2-15 on Hawks 25. There's a snap, handoff. Nope, play action pass. Quarterback throws it as he slips, and the receiver number 23 drops it at about the 25-yard line.
Okay, folks. So as there was a little bit of a call on the play that we missed, penalty. Excuse me. So we are 3rd and 15 now with a 5-yard. It was a 5-yard penalty. So 25-yard line, 3rd and 15, 1:42 left. And it was really wet grass, whatever. He just slipped, though.
Yeah, as he was throwing it, his feet slipped out from under him, and kind of looked like maybe 23 had a footing issue over there on the far side as well, but he couldn't hang on to the ball when he got it. Kind of looked like he was surprised to be getting it.
From the shotgun play action, looking to throw right up the middle. 23
across the middle.
Trying to jive across, and he does. Finally gets tricked up. He had his hand all the way up, really trying to shove the ball into the end zone. I don't think they're going to mark it there, though.
He was reaching for it, but his knee was already down, so it's going to put him about the 1-yard line.
What a good heads-up play by that young man for reaching for that.
Like a slant route across the middle there, caught it about the middle, kept running kind of off to the right, and found a hole.
And what in a hole that really shouldn't have been there. You know, I mean, it was right through the middle of the field, and three players were on him, but quick feet.
Kept
managed
driving
just
forward,
kind of skip right around. So Hank Ward and Edward Jones, first down. It's going to be a first and one. First and goal here.
First and goal on the one.
Under center. Snap into the left
side.
And off
the 22.
And 22 drives it in. Pushes two young Hawks out of the way. And got themselves on the board again. As it is 41-0. With 107 left here in the first. As it's a Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first down, touchdown. Looks like they're going to be going for the extra point. They managed to stop one of them, turned it into a two-point conversion. Let's see if they can do it again. Man, they're getting close, though. The Hawks are getting close, breaking through those extra point kicks, but couldn't quite do it on that one. So 107 left here in the first, 42-0. Your Hawks are behind. We'll see you on the other side. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Is your heating and cooling system letting you down? Is it too hot in the summer and too cold in the winter? Hi, I'm Terry with Total Comfort Solutions, and we hear this a lot. Older systems are costly to run and very unreliable. Here at Total Comfort Solutions, we have just the fix. High efficient, reliable heating and cooling systems for as low as $130 per month. Act now, and we can even throw in some rebate money. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Welcome back to Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2, KGDC2. The kick is up and into the end zone again for another touchback. So we're going to be coming at you from the 20-yard line. It's going to be the Hawks' 20-yard line. They are on the right side of the field, which I believe, as I learned earlier, is the south side.
That's correct.
Well, you look at that. Looking at the flag, it's moving just a touch, but it is not enough to really make much of a difference here as the wind I'm feeling that I thought was gusting turns out to be the fan next to me. So things happen as the sun has set on this very pleasant night, actually. Dropped down to about 75 now. And definitely a reprieve from the blistering 90-degree game last week.
Yep.
And all the smoke. So
go four wide again, three to the left.
From the shotgun, looking to throw again. And he does. Through the middle. My goodness, I believe Pfeiffer was again the intended target, and just out of the hands of young number 8 out of the
tight end number 22, Jace Pfeiffer, and there were two defenders there that got a hand on it, and still managed to get over to Jace, but it was still kind of on his fingertips.
Looks like, yeah, and the interesting thing is both of the Knights took a dive at it, and so did Pfeiffer. Just couldn't quite come up to it, not from the lack of trying from that young man, as Pfeiffer, once again, really
it kind of
really
looked to me like
job.
With the first tip, Jace tried to maybe come back to it, expecting it to bounce up, and when it kept going, it surprised him, and he had to dive back the original direction toward it.
So from the shotgun, second and 10, as motion from the near side to the far side, looks to hand off, play action, hand right up through the middle.
Greeley's
spun out of the way. Greeley's making a move
people.
For first down, carrying like two or three different players. Oh, my. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first down, and this is what we're talking about, folks. You win a play, you win a drive, momentum shifts. Good job by that young man.
Uh-oh. Greeley there, it was just kind of bending over. It looked like he was maybe holding his wrist or something. Yeah, he still kind of is back at the huddle.
Greeley, what a great job.
Call.
I think he's waiting for it. He's
that was
he's
a beautiful
right,
power run right there, right up the middle.
From the 20 all the way to the 37, it's now Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first and 10. 24 seconds left. Go ahead, Jason.
I was just going to say, I thought it was a good fake by the quarterback, Fry, because I thought he was going to throw it. I thought he faked the handoff at first. It's a snap.
Snap looking to throw deep.
Down the middle.
Oh my goodness.
Intercepted.
Pfeiffer threw his hands above. And it's intercepted onto the far side from the center of the field all the way down to about the, probably about the 40 cut left, which is his own sideline as the Knights started running on their own sideline and now is down to the 30. So, boy, how deflating is that when you are a Hawks? Oh, boy, 4 seconds left here
line.
In the first. Score is still 0-42. It's going to be a Hawks first down, which is a Hank Warden, Edward Jones first and 10.
Not a Hawks, that's a Knights first down.
Excuse me, thank you, Jason. Goodness, as it is a Knights first down.
You got the sponsor right, but not the team.
First and 10.
All right, motion left to right.
The snap, looking to throw, quick throw to 23, who was in motion from the inside.
Oh.
Trying to get out of a couple tackles. He does again, jumps out of another tackle. Good block, in for a touchdown. My goodness. Boy, what is a fantastic play to watch as these defenders really know how to throw some blocks in the way.
You mean the offense? I actually didn't like that one because he had some good blocks set up there. His blockers ahead of him off to the right, and he cut back left outside of them where they couldn't get a block, and they could have ended up drawing a penalty had they actually put hands on the defenders there. And, I mean, that really kind of put him at risk, but he was still able to get that touchdown.
He managed to run out the clock, so the first inning is officially over, but the extra point is wide again, and honestly, it looked like a bad snap there for a minute. I almost thought the ball was football was sideways because that kick was no good. So the score now 0-48 with your Hawks trailing. We now have 12 minutes coming up in the second. We're going to take a quick timeout. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Ready to make some big changes in your home? Here at Connors Flooring and Design, we understand that investing in new flooring, tile, countertops, and window coverings involves big decisions that you want to get right the first time. Since 1974, our family-owned business has helped you find the right materials for your home and budget, working with local licensed pro installers to ensure your investment will perform. Come see us today and get a free estimate. Experience our Golden Rule service at Connors Flooring and Design.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. While we focus on serving Walla Walla County, people come from far and wide to experience our different way of doing things. Seattle, Tacoma, LeGrand, Baker, Ontario, Boise, The Dalles, Hood River, Portland, Salt Lake City, and even Los Angeles, California. I'm constantly amazed at how far people are willing to travel to come buy a new Toyota from us. Come see us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Sam.
Welcome back, folks. Hawks Radio. I'm Danny Van Vliet. Thanks for joining us. I'm joined with Jason Watson as well. You said that you had some concern about Creeley. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, he was kept holding his wrist after that nice run he had in over in the huddle waiting, and he still kind of looked like he was bending over after the play. He's on the sideline now for the kickoff, which honestly I haven't been watching to see if he usually is on special teams or not. Oh, he's running back out. Where is he? Wait a minute. Hold on. I think we're trying to figure out what's going on. Nope, he's coming off the field. All right, so it looks like there's a substitution for him.
Yeah, he was. Well, he was going to head in.
See how he's cradling that left hand?
He is a little bit, isn't he?
Okay, now he's running back out there.
There we go. He's going to go back midfield.
All right. They have the right number of people on the field. Creeley's back out. I was also worried about if they're substituting or not. Are they getting the right number of players on there? I'd hate to see a penalty for too many players. A
lot of shoes untied right now. This is the second Hawks. That was weird.
There's another one over there.
There's another one over there. What the heck is going on?
Do we need to get a Velcro or the tanker straps?
Third delay that we've had just for shoe tying. As the Hawks are,
Else was going on because they were talking to the coaches.
Oh, man. That's funny. Okay, so first kickoff here in the second. As we are.
We're waiting. I don't know. The ref is talking to the kicker. I'm not sure what they're talking about.
I'm assuming what's for dinner.
The other ref is making his way over there, I think, trying to remind him, hey, we have a game going on. We still have three quarters of play. Let's go. It's not the end. It was just the end of the quarter. Let's see. All right. I think we're getting it figured out now.
Just a touch now.
Took the football back, then handed it back to him, to the kicker. Here we go. Now the football's on the ground.
74 degrees now.
And you keep saying the wind's blowing a little bit, but every time I look at the flag when you say it, I don't see it moving.
It was a little bit. I swear it was.
It's moving a little bit, but it's not coming out from the pole.
It's a couple. Kick is obviously
a vibration from a truck on the road.
And very back.
In the end zone, another touchback for the Hawks. So they'll get it on their own 20-yard line. Now they're moving from north to south. That's our left to right.
Well, honestly,
I'd like to see some more of those power runs by Creeley, but now I'm worried about his health because he's still kind of walking around slow and seems to be favoring that left wrist. Or forearm. Looked like he's holding his wrist.
I'll tell you what, my neck was starting to hurt looking right constantly, so I'm glad I get to look left.
Well, I'm just glad I don't have to fight with this. I think that's an internet thing.
I just got to fight with this column. It'll be all right. So here we are, first and 10 at the 20. Got 12 minutes on the clock. Let's see what happens. The snap from the same formation, looking to run. Oh, he is on the near side. Big spinning tackle as, the big man brings down Fry.
That was 18. Wasn't it Elijah Zuniga?
Oh, it was Zuniga. Excuse me. Thank you.
Yeah, it was Elijah Zuniga. He was in the backfield on the left side of the quarterback. Handed it off to him. It looked like they were trying to run outside the tackle to the right, but the defenders got in the backfield and stopped that in a hurry for a four-yard loss.
So second 14 at the 16-yard line. Fry's got the play. Let's see what happens here.
It's like only Creeley in the backfield. We have three wide to the right.
From the gun. Snap. Look at a throw. Plenty of time comparatively. Number seven was the intended target. Seven was
Evan Geese. He jumped up to catch it but couldn't hang on to it.
Really big, big throws from Fry. What I'm seeing is, man, if he has some time in the pocket, he's overthrowing the ball. That's what I'm seeing.
Seems to be a lot of overthrows
from here. But
when he can get time to set his feet. He's been doing a lot of running around there and getting hit. But
I mean, just another example on that one. Again, he had plenty of time to set his feet. Comparatively to other plays, he really had time to set, and he managed to.
He went through all his progressions. Looked great, and he found his open man. But it was high, and I mean. Didn't look like it was too high. He had to do a little jump, but he got the ball in his hands.
Near to the other side. near the far side. Kind of handed up.
Tipped by number 8 of the defense. Looked like it was intended for 22. That's Jace Pfeiffer down on the far side.
Boy, that was just a meatball of a throw, though. We got lucky that nobody picked that up, as it was just a bit of a blooper.
That one looked like it was a little short.
Yeah.
Looked like it went high, but not as long as it should have.
Power wasn't quite there.
And, defense almost came up with another interception there. And had he held on to it, I think he had a clear path to the end zone.
4th and 14 at the 16-yard line. Looks like we are going to punt it, as the last punt did not go very well.
And prop, dropped.
But kicked very
short
high.
Short and high.
Very. Oh, my goodness. Let's see what happens. Nobody touched the ball. They finally brought him down. Let's see.
Bobbling, the number 12 for the receiving team, was bobbling that ball the whole way. I think they finally rolled out of bounds with it.
So we are 9:22 left here in the first half. 1st and 10 at the 26. So it is going to be a Hank Warden, Edward Jones, 1st and 10 for the Royals.
The Knights.
The Knights. Royal City. There we go.
Isn't the Royals a baseball team?
It is.
You and baseball.
You know,
man.
Look, man.
Is this what you get when you have a baseball guy call football? I'm sorry, people.
I just don't want to acknowledge the fact that they're Knights, okay? I won't do it.
It's just nice they're Royal Knights. All right.
First
they're lining
the
up.
26.
We have two wide to the right. Now, this is, it's not the same formation. We have an I, quarterback under center, two wide right, one tight left, handoff.
Looking to hand
right
off,
up,
right
the, up middle.
The middle. My goodness. Where'd the line go? It just got pushed.
It looked
pushed
like everybody fanned
back
out to the sidelines because that's where they've been throwing it.
Good throw and a first down.
That
so
was
we
a
got
big
ourselves
run.
Good run. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first down at
15.
Nine minutes left here. Now at the 15.
The Hawks 15. Yeah, it looked like the Hawks were ready for a pass out to the sidelines where they've been throwing it the majority of the time. And that left the middle wide open. So here we go. Now they're out of the gun again. Two
that
wide right, one wide left.
That was a very well-developed run. That was fantastic to see as the line just disappeared, man, and went way out. The snap looking to motion on the right side. 14 takes it up the far side there. Kind of jiving around. That's going to be a first down. There's a flag
on
the
field. Play.
That's coming from the backfield. So let's see what happens.
That was number 14, Anderson Brown, one of the wide receivers. Looked like he was coming over from the left side, got the ball, handed off to him, ran out far to the right.
Clock's still running down with 8 seconds.
Come on, let's see. Holding, illegal block in the back. Come on, something. Something on the Knights to push it back.
Survey says.
Holding, Knights.
He's
going to push him back 10 yards.
So it's going to be 1st and 20. Second 20 at the...
Should be second. That was just first down.
25. Now they're marking it 1st and... They're marking it 1st and 20.
1st and 12.
Oh, 1st and 12.
16.
So the snap and look at back. Oh, because he received it and then it's back from there. Not really sure what happened there.
I don't know.
But he is in there for a touchdown as it was a quick throw to the right side. Managed to get it in there. Score 54-0 now. 7:28 left here in the second. As, boy, that just happened very quickly as we were a little confused on the placement of the ball. Apparently they weren't as a touchdown just happened for a Hank Warden, Edward Jones first down touchdown. Again, 54-0, 7:28 left.
Extra point's
and
good.
The extra point is up.
Real low, but it was good.
So 55 is your new score. 7:28 left here in the second. We're going to take a quick timeout. Hawks Radio 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with maple cookie crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app, where happy tastes good.
KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's Classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's Classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's Classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. I'm glad you're listening to us, whether it's in the stands, on the airwaves, or in the interwebs. Glad you're here. The kick is up now, and it again is way on back there, almost out.
Almost out of bounds. That would have been a nice penalty for us.
That is the second time that it's almost out of bounds.
Every time he kicks it, it goes a little farther to the left sideline. So
it sure does.
I hope it keeps that trend up, because we'll get a penalty or two in there on our in our favor.
We'll mark it on the Phantom win. So 7:28 here left in the first half. It's going to be a first and 10 at the 20-yard line for the Hawks. It's going to be their own 20-yard line, that is. And the score is 55-0 as the Hawks are trailing, but not out. They're down, but not out. So they're making some good drives, making some good motion. Throwing is... been a little rough, but they have been a couple actions from the
off to Creeley up the middle again.
Creeley with another power run up there for a couple yardage. Good job, young man, as he gets himself 2 yards. Looks like we're up to the 22, so 2 yards. Second and 8 is what we're looking at.
That says 2, but that looks like more than 2 to me. Football.
It certainly does, doesn't it?
It's about like 3 or 4, but
we'll go up to 22.
We'll go
what happens
the
when you don't get hash marks on the field. All right, so from there's, the gun.
Looks like we're moving one of the backs out to the left side. Four wide. Now he's in motion, coming right from left. Back around the quarterback. Hand off.
Oh,
who is that? Creeley again
to the
right side.
Run to the inside. Couldn't quite
do it. Outside.
As he was, he's trying to break through.
He's trying to come to the near sideline. Now there's a flag.
Flag and maybe some unsportsmanlike
after the play.
Oh, that's not what we're looking at here. Boy, the white hat is upset with something the Hawks did.
I don't know. He may have been talking to them, asking if they wanted to accept the penalty.
It is going to be on the Royals.
The Knights.
Goodness gracious. Royal City Knights. There we go.
Royal Knights.
Aye.
Drop the city. We know what you mean, Danny. Okay.
Let's see what happens.
I'm not sure what that call was, but they indicated it was on the Knights, so that's what we want to see.
Arms out, arm forward, and then something. It looked like the
both
other
arms one out to the side. I don't remember. I'm drawing a blank on what that one is. I should know what it is.
Yeah, well, we're working on that. Healthy students are more
flat. He did signal that it was on the Knights. So let's see what we have here. The officials are conferring.
I wonder if it was a bit of an unsportsmanlike or something, because there was a bit of a spat there between some players.
Uh-oh,
real quick.
Creeley's. Looks like Creeley's hurt.
Oh, no.
There's a couple
Creeley
coaches.
Is.
He has athletic director and coach there.
He was down and hurt.
Kind of helping him limp. Looks like he's favoring his left foot.
So that's why they were down.
That's
there.
Our best offensive weapon there. Oh, hopefully it's nothing serious.
Gear up, Luke, and FSAID creation.
Don't like seeing anybody get hurt.
Especially not your strong man. As
he's in quite a bit of pain.
He certainly does. Hopefully it's not that, I guess it wouldn't be if he's limping off the field, but I was hoping, you know, again, that wrist you said was already kind of rough for him, and now this.
Yeah.
Little pat on the helmet. Little encouragement from the staff there. He'd be all right, hopefully. We'll keep an eye on that with the update.
Still haven't heard or seen anything else about this penalty, although they finally moved the ball. Looks like we're up to about the 39. It's going to be first and 10 on the 39. Hawks ball. on their own 39. Here we go. Offense is going back on the field.
What was the flag?
Right. We have four wide, two to each side, one back in the backfield. Out of the gun.
It was an unsportsmanlike.
Here we go. Throwing left. Caught at the 45-yard line by number three.
My goodness.
That was a great Hafen. Jumping catch there. Logan Hafen.
Hafen jumped up there, man, and really brought that one down. I stepped away from the mic for a moment as we found out that it was going to be an unsportsmanlike from the Knights. So that's what took us up to the 45-yard line, or close to it. Excuse me. That was going to be the
We got 6-yard catch there from
to the 40
Logan
yard line, excuse me. And so second and four. So we had ourselves a Hank Ward and Edward Jones first down, and now it is second and four at the 45 with 4:19 left here in the first half.
The two back in the gun again.
Gun.
Oh, bobbled snap. Looked like number
brought 44 down behind the line
with the handoff. Yep.
14 comes up with it, and
it's number 44. That is Brody. All right, they told us this young man's name. I'm Sorge Dashofsky. Number 44.
And Sorge Dashofsky.
With the carry.
That is correct. Sorry, I was looking. I do see now. Looks like Creeley is still very much a hurting unit. As he is still on the bench with a concerned coach.
There's the snap, throwing to the right side, almost intercepted by number 87. That was intended to number seven,
which
Evan
Geese was the intended.
Just stretching, kind of thrown behind him a little bit, but it was looked like it was also tipped by 87 of the defense.
I was thinking it was almost shallow as he kind of had to dive at it, but yeah.
It was thrown a little short, shallow, short behind him.
He
had to come back to it.
3 minutes left here in the first half. Let's see, fourth and six at the 43-yard line. Fry's heading out there to come up with a game plan as we're just about the middle of the field. Why not go for it as your score is 55-0 as the Hawks are trailing from the gun, it looks like, with two back with him.
Two wide out to the left, one on the right.
Snap, looking to throw. He does, near side.
Right again.
Oh, my goodness,
right
just
through
the
hands
of Geese. That was right there, too.
Yeah,
what a
was
good
right
opportunity.
On the line of scrimmage, about the 50-yard line.
I'm going to have to chalk that up as a error on Geese there, as he just couldn't quite grasp it. It was a fantastic route and a really good throw.
Good throw,
with pressure.
Some good preparation from the defense and
good pressure from the defense there on Fry as well. He managed to get that out of there, and it was a rocket. So 2:15 left here in the first half as it is first and 10, which is a Hank Ward and Edward Jones first and 10 at the 43, which is going to be the Hawks 43 for the Knights. Looks like they're under center.
One back, two wide out to the right.
Edge to the right side, all the way down, going across. That's going to be just shy of a first down. It looks like they might give it to him. 22, though, the young man that has been doing some damage for the Knights, managed to get another, well, about 9 yards. It looks like 9 yards.
Yeah,
so second and
yards.
One at 133 left here in the first half as, the boys are looking a little tired out there. Say the least. I am looking too now at Creeley on the bench, and it looks like maybe he's getting his leg wrapped. The snap, looking at
little bobble there by 22.
Side 22 still picks it up though, and manages to take it for a first down. That is going to be a Hank Ward and Edward Jones first down.
So they ran that out of a nine formation at two wide to the left. Handed off to 22 there, and about two steps after he got the ball, he was approaching the line of scrimmage, and he started bobbling it about three times. I was hoping he'd drop it, because there were a couple defenders that were right there that could have scooped it up. Fortunately, he got a hand on it. Well, here we are, first down Knights.
44 seconds here.
So under center again, one back, two tight, two wide.
Motion from the defense.
Fumbled the snap.
Trying to get his hand on it. Boy.
Let's see. I think we might have it.
I want to say the Hawks have it, but it's too early to tell as the Knights really jumped after that one. Looks like it is going to be Knights recovered the ball. So managed to get, a couple yards at it. Well, 1 yard, I guess, as just kind of pushed forward. 17 seconds left here, second and nine at the 24-yard line. 55-0 is your score.
Are they really going to go for this? 23 on the play clock. 5 seconds. They're trying to run a play.
1 second. Time's up.
They were going to go for it.
They certainly were. We are going to have a little bit more of an extended halftime as there is a presentation on the field. Your score here at the half, 55-0. We were stranded here at second and nine as the Knights had the ball. Creeley still on the bench with his left leg now wrapped and a conversation with the coach. He's going to probably be out this game. We'll see what happens, but he is a bit of a hurting unit, unfortunately. We're going to take a quick timeout. We'll see you on the other side. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Losing a pet to injury, illness, or age can be a very emotional experience. Grief is a normal part of a loss of any bond as deep as those we share with our pets. The Washington State University College of Veterinary Medicine offers phone assistance for people dealing with such a loss. The Veterinary College's hotline number is 509-335-5704. That's 335-5704. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks, to Hawks Radio. I'm Danny Van Vliet, joined by Jason Watson, and welcome to the halftime show as we are 55-0 as the Hawks are trailing, unfortunately. And unfortunately now as well, I am looking onto the field as Creeley is still stranded on the bench, and now we have a golf cart to get him back to the
locker room.
To the locker
room. Yeah, I think we're going to see him come out with no pads. Unfortunately,
he is, boy, man, I couldn't see the hit, but I saw that there was three, I think, Knights that were on him.
There were several that came in there very fast and hard. And
it was an unsportsmanlike penalty as well. He is full weight off of that leg, and it is wrapped up. It looks to be low, so it's probably his ankle is what I'm seeing. Oh, no, it's knee.
No, that's
his knee. So this young man is in pain.
Oh, yeah.
Creeley, we are thinking about you, buddy.
I'm thinking, oh, man, I'm wondering if this is something more serious. It might be ending his season, the way he's holding his face there. Well, hopefully we'll get some news on that, and hopefully it'll be good, nothing serious. I imagine he's at a bare minimum out of this game. But hope that young man recovers quickly and fully.
Boy, but, you just don't want to see that in any sense.
No.
I mean, especially it's...
Doesn't matter who it is.
Goodness gracious. It's especially if it came from something that was, again, it was an unsportsmanlike. Again, I don't know. We're still trying to get to the bottom of what happened specifically. But he was brought down hard on the near side around the 10-yard line. But, yeah. Okay, so, Jason, we had broadcasting difficulties.
Yes, we did.
This first bit of the game. Yeah, so I think you folks, you didn't hear the wrap-up of the pregame show, and you didn't hear any of the beginning of the game. So I'm going to pass it over to my good friend here, Jason, as he's going to catch you up on what exactly we missed. And well, I guess he's going to have a quite to talk about as the score is now 55-0.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's a touchdown, 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 I think. Eight of them. I think it's what we got up to. So, I mean, with 33 seconds into the game, the Royal Knights had about a 10-yard pass for a touchdown to start the game. Took it to 6-0. They had a good extra point, so made it 7-0. Then we had, with 10-11 left, there was another passing touchdown, took it up to 14-0. Now, that was the one after that touchdown. They had that short kickoff, and they kicked it just up to about the 40-yard line. The Hawks were not expecting it, and they kind of bobbled it and kind of fumbled it, and the two other players came up running trying to grab it before a Knight actually fell on it and recovered the ball. So they got back and then took it back for another 4-yard passing touchdown. And then that was at 9-0-1 and 7-0-6 in the first. They took another touchdown in, and we had the punt blocked, but that was where they kind of rolled out and threw the two-point conversion to the far side. And we had an interception that initially was returned for a touchdown, but got called back because of a holding penalty. And they ended up taking it back in a couple plays later there for a touchdown. Had a 1-yard run. They got him a touchdown in the, I think that was sort of the end of the first. Yes, because that was just before we got down there to the end. We were running out of time, and then I believe turned it over. And that was when they had that missed extra point, took it to 48-0. And then the last score was with 7:28 left in the half. They threw it to the right side there and had the good extra points, and that took us to the Royal Knights 55, College Place Hawks 0. That's where we are now. Everybody's caught up.
Man, it has been a challenging game for these Hawks, but, you know, I want to bring up another point like we made all game long is just like Coach said, you know, win a play, win a drive. And let me tell you, thanks to 34 Creeley, boy, what a power running back that he has really made some quite incredible plays.
Yes, he has. He's made some big runs there, got a couple first downs. And, you know, unfortunately, I think there was one that was brought back on the penalty. And, you know, got a couple more. He was kind of keeping the drive alive there before he got hurt in the end of the half. But it seems they start getting a good drive going, and then just all of a sudden splutters out either a penalty or just they can't make that final push.
Or just a flat-out interception happens for a return.
Yeah, a lot of those.
You know, I wanted to say, too, you know, we'll go into this a little bit more. Pfeiffer has been a little bit of a standout as well.
Yes.
For this game so far. But we're going to get into that a little bit more when we get back. We're going to take a quick time out. You're listening to the Halftime Show on Hawks Radio. I'm Danny Van Vliet, joined by Jason Watson on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. LNG Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, LNG Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Tossick Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's LNG Ranch Supply.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling is the Walla Walla Valley's one and only Trane dealer. It's hard to stop a Trane because Trane HVAC systems are built to last. Trane's famous commitment to reliability is evident in every product they build, which makes peace of mind a hallmark for their customers. At American Air Heating and Cooling, the quality of Trane equipment is the foundation of our commitment to excellence, leading to several best of the best awards over the years. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Okay, thank you. Welcome back, folks. Hawks Radio 102.3 FM, KGDC2. I'm Dana Bailey, joined by Jason Watson, and you're listening to the Halftime Show. Thanks for hanging out with us, whether you're in the fan and stands, excuse me, whether you're a fan, whether you're a fan of me or the Hawks. Either way, I appreciate you listening.
Whether you're in the stands, on the internet, or on the radio, thank you, is what Danny was trying to say.
Oh, my goodness.
He's getting excited.
It's a long day. I just found out that the first quarter was 50 minutes long. I was just talking, I was like, boy, howdy, it seems like there is a... It just seems like a really long game so far. And our local PA announcer here is like, ooh, yeah, it's 50 minutes long. The good news is, at least, you know, hopefully momentum-wise might help out the boys, is it is going to be a running clock for the second half. So that might make a little bit of a difference. Jason,
it'll make the game shorter, but it's not going to help us out.
Jason, I do want to talk
want
to you
to
about
stop.
Pfeiffer. Now, Pfeiffer has been, boy, throws right to him a couple times. He's been he missed a couple here and there, you know. A lot of really what I'm finding interesting is that he's getting open.
When the ball gets to him, He makes solid catches, and he makes plays after the catch. The challenge has been getting the ball to him. If we've mentioned several times, there have been a lot of overthrows. Every now and then an underthrow, but a lot of times it's been something that's over his head. But when the ball gets to him, he makes a great solid catch, and he usually picks up a few yards afterward. There are some other receivers not doing that as much, but still it's been a lot of overthrows. We've had toward the end of the first half there, we had a couple passes we mentioned were underthrown. But as the ball gets to the receivers, for the most part, they've been getting them. But, yeah, Jace Pfeiffer has been making his plays. And he's also been the one getting open the most.
He has been, and I guess that's the point I really wanted to make out there is he is the one, you know, he is getting open. Another thing that I wanted to talk about is Geese. Now, number seven Geese managed to he did one
he's had a couple good catches. Unfortunately there have been more that he's dropped. He's had his hands on them and just not held on to it. Hopefully you can figure that out and get that under control, correct that issue. But yeah, just like the last one we saw, you know, right here in front of us on the near sideline, he was open. He had good separation from the defenders. No one got a hand on it. It was right to him. He had a little bit of a hop up to get to go to it, but as you notice, his hands weren't stretched like he was stretching above him. He still caught it about shoulder height.
He did.
Or about where his hands were, but he just dropped it. He just didn't hang on to it, and that would have been a first down. So it's... You know, I don't know if it's a concentration thing, if there's a miscommunication in what the route is, maybe. I don't know what's going on there, but they need to work on that one. But I have liked the run game, especially up the middle. That's
true.
Where they've been most successful.
True. And, again, we talked about Creeley being a powerhouse runner and right up the middle. Now I'm assuming they're going to probably lean on Fry a little bit more. Even Hafen as a potential.
So, a 44, Brody Sorge Deshofsky. He was the one that seemed to be substituted in for Creeley, and he did have a run up the middle, but I mean, the Knights saw that coming, and everyone just ran right up the middle at him, met him in the line of scrimmage, and didn't let him go anywhere. He got overpowered there, but it'd be interesting to see what else he does if they keep using him. But it does seem like the offense has had the most success with those runs between the tackles, kind of up the middle. Every time they've tried running to the outside, with the exception of one play, they get hit in the backfield behind the line of scrimmage. They usually don't even make it back to the line. So I would like to see more of that power run between the tackles. And I'd like to see, I think, a little more concentration out of some of these receivers. And if they can get some more separation and focus more on those catches, you know, we can start doing something to maybe get some points on the board.
And talk about, you know, points on the board. As we look at the Knights, one gentleman I wanted to talk about is number 24, Bishop, the running back for the Knights, who's not only been a wreaking havoc on us running back run-wise, it seems like every time he's handed the ball, it's 10 yards at least. But also defensively, he's been all over the place and has really, really been – you know,
I've really noticed two standouts on offense and defense. And so, as you said, number 24, and that is Brody Bishop. He's their running back, and he's a linebacker. But also number 23, Shea Stevenson. He's a linebacker for the Knights on defense. On offense, he's a wide receiver. And those two, seen them both get a handoff, seen them both get the ball thrown to them. They've made interceptions. The one that got called back for the holding penalty where he cut inside. Excuse me. I think that was a bad decision, but he still made the touchdown. Ultimately got called back, but it was one that, you know, he had a lot of footwork, very quick, not just fast, but quick. He can turn up that speed real fast and he makes good cuts. Not so sure about his reads in the block, but no, both those two have been very fast, good on exceptional on defense and offense.
One thing I want to see coming up as kickoff is about to begin, as the Hawks are going to receive on the left side here, is I want to see more power runs, and I guess Hafen's going to be the one that I want to see do it.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. I'd like to see them use some more backs and see what they can do. And again, I'd like to see more of that inside the tackle running.
Kick is up, and it looks like in the end zone, going to be touchback again. And we'll get a first and 10. That's going to be a Hank Ward and Edward Jones first and 10 at the 20-yard line. So starting this second half is 55 to nothing. Again, first and 10 at the 20-yard line. And let's see what happens. I was looking. I saw the cart come back out, but unfortunately no Creeley. So,
yeah, I'm not even seeing him on the sidelines over here.
He's back in the locker room.
I don't think he's going to be joining us the rest of the night.
So we are keep him in your thoughts as hopefully a speedy recovery for that young man.
Here we go. Looks like they're going with the. I don't see through. I just see two wide. But here we go. Now we're getting
back.
The third receiver to the left. Oh, we're going to send three receivers to the left. One back.
The snap motion. Look at
the
inside.
There's, I think there was a false start.
It is going to be is it going to
be
61?
False start or encroachment?
If it's false start, I think
it's
61.
I thought it was one of the backs moved when the receiver went in motion. Timeout.
Oh, okay.
Timeout, Hawks.
There we go. We're going to take a quick timeout, too. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Is your heating and cooling system letting you down? Is it too hot in the summer and too cold in the winter? Hi, I'm Terry with Total Comfort Solutions, and we hear this a lot. Older systems are costly to run and very unreliable. Here at Total Comfort Solutions, we have just the fix. High efficient, reliable heating and cooling systems for as low as $130 per month. Act now, and we can even throw in some rebate money. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Ready to make some big changes in your home? Here at Connor's Flooring and Design, we understand that investing in new flooring, tile, countertops, and window coverings involves big decisions that you want to get right the first time. Since 1974, our family-owned business has helped you find the right materials for your home and budget, working with local licensed pro installers to ensure your investment will perform. Come see us today and get a free estimate. Experience our Golden Rule service at Connor's Flooring and Design.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back, folks, to Hawks Radio, as it is going to be first and 10 at the 20-yard line.
After a timeout, four wide, one back out of the shotgun.
Motion, and looking to pitch. No, he's going to throw it deep
throwing it
and inside.
Deep to the near sideline. Number
seven,
Mixon.
Oh,
he stepped out of bounds.
Oh, my goodness. I don't think he caught it in bounds, but nope. Number seven, Geese. With a good grab and a very high jump, kind of a...
That was a little hop, and he... that was a good catch. Looked like he was staring right into the lights for that one, but held on to it, just came down with his feet in the end zone, off the sideline. Not the end zone. I wish it were the end zone. The Knights' end zone, not our own. That was a good catch. It was a real good catch. You must have heard us talking about him. So here we go, lining up again. Looks like we have the four wide again, two each side, one back in the gun with the quarterback. This has been a more successful formation for us tonight. Looks like they're showing blitz on the far side.
Looking to a quick pitch, 16, takes it up through the middle. Oh, my goodness, driving
through.
There
we go.
With a spinning tackle, 18, took it, 16.
Was that 18? That was 16, wasn't it?
No, that was 18,
Zuniga. That was 18, Zuniga?
Was it Martinez? It was 16.
See, I thought I saw a 1-6 on that.
It is a 1-6.
I'm looking at the wrong roster.
Martinez, this is what happens, folks. Don't get old because you can't see
Fernando
no more.
Fernando Martinez, Jr.
So 9:50 with the clock running down here in the third. Third
he's
and fourth
usually a tight end.
At the 26. 55 to nothing is your score. And it looks like we're going to be in that same formation. Let's see what happens.
Like it. This has been working more for us.
Showing blitz. Motion.
Little motion left to right.
looking to pitch it quick.
And right into the hands of number 15
Fry's
of the Knights.
Fry's going to try to drag him down. He gets a hand on him, and he does.
Oh.
Fry doing his dirty work as threw that interception and brought him down at about...
That defender saw that coming the whole way.
Looks like maybe the five-yard line. He really did, man. He came in for the blitz. A lot of pressure and motion. It was Martinez.
Number 15 for the Knights, but I'm not seeing that on their roster.
Martinez motioned from the far side to near side at the snap, crossed behind the back of Fry to come out to the inside corner. And quick throw to him, and that young man, number 15, you said, for the Knights, just saw it coming.
Yeah, he kind of came running up in the slot. I think he was maybe one of the safeties. He came running up to about the slot position and just got, last second, got between the ball and the receiver, which it looked like it might have been a little short there anyway, but just ended up right in his numbers.
So under center, 22 is going to take it up and in, and touchdown for the Knights. And it is 22 that I said has been wreaking havoc, and he's not
24.
On the roster. I changed it to it is 22.
It is 22.
Was what I was
thinking. Well, I mean, all three of them, 22, 24, 23, those three have been a nightmare for the Hawks through the whole game, offensively and on defense. It's not been good. So we have 9-18 in the third quarter.
So score is now 61-0 at 9-18. And it was a Hank Warden-Edwards-Jones first down that they scored that touchdown on. So 21 is back to kick for the extra point. It is up and good as the score is now 62-0 with 9:18 on the clock for the third. We're going to get here to the kickoff here in a moment. Hawks Radio 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. During May and June, we sold more new Toyotas than any two-month span in our history. Our formula is simple. Our team is dedicated to an unmatched customer experience, and our prices simply cannot be touched. While we focus on serving Walla Walla County, people come from far and wide to experience our different way of doing things. I'm constantly amazed at how far people are willing to travel to come buy a new Toyota from us. Come see us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back, folks. Hawks Radio. I'm Danny Van Vliet, joined by Jason Watson. 9:18 left here in the third. Let's see, 62-0, and kickoff again for the Hawks to receive on the left side of the field. Radio left, that is.
North. They're going north to south. And here we go. Mm-hmm. I think this is interesting. This kicker kicks to his left a lot, and they keep setting it toward the left hash mark instead of in the middle.
I was wondering that myself.
I would love to see him kick it out of bounds so we could get that penalty and start on the 40.
Hand is up. Whistle's gone. Let's see what happens.
That one went down the middle.
Right down the middle.
About the 10-yard line.
Taking it up through the middle, trucking through, past the 20 finally. 54, I believe,
took
Luis it out.
Yeah, Luis Gutierrez, big guy.
Gutierrez.
He's our starting center, and I believe he's one of our linebackers. I would not have wanted to be one of them to tackle him. That was
running into that young
sounded
man.
Painful. Did you hear that hit?
It sure did. Ooh. So it's going to be a Hank Warden-Edwards-Jones first and 10 for your Hawks at the 29-yard line. It sure does, man. Oh, man.
It's like they're trying to hurry up here. I like the hustle on the part of the Hawks. It's like they have one too many men on the field.
And that's going to be a flag on the play.
Too many men on the field. What's the flag? I see you waving the flag in the air, but that's not a signal I know.
Oh, it was waved off.
Okay. Here we go.
All right, 8:46 and running
and
down.
Looks like handoff
10.
Number 44 up the middle. So we said 44 is, where did I find him? Brody. Brody and Sergei Dashovsky. He's in for the injured Kyler Creeley. So I like that. He's looks like he's a defense on defense. He's one of our backup linebackers. Looks like he's a little bit more of a power guy. So hopefully we can get some more of those runs up the middle. I'd like to see him just go all power offense. Just let's let's line up under center with an I formation and two wide, get a tight end in there, and just pound it out.
Looking to throw.
Oh, little pitch.
Does a little bit to the near side. Quick pitch for some yardage. Intended target there was number 18 and managed to get a little bit of yardage.
So that is Elijah Zuniga. So that looked like it actually didn't look quite like an option, but they kind of ran it like an option. Zuniga got out ahead of the quarterback, and when he got in trouble trying to scramble there to the right side, he gave it a little bit of a kind of forward pitch.
So third and two at the 38.
Come on, guys. We can do this.
Good snap. Hand off right through the middle. Trying
again.
To strip the ball. Hold on to it, though.
I think he may have gotten the first.
Yep. He did.
Yep.
That is
all right.
Hank
Say
Warden,
it.
Edward Jones, first down for your Hawks. 7-11 on the board left here for first and 10 at the 40-yard line.
Gotta take a PA. POB.
Yep.
Pat on the back. Power run game.
Power run game. That's where it's at, folks. Well, I'm glad I told you what I thought they should do, and they're doing it. Yeah.
In the words of my favorite angry Buffalo police, a POB. All right.
From the snap, same one he's liking, looking to throw to the left side.
Three was the
intended target as Logan was trying to. Fry was trying to. Throw it over to Logan Hafen, way over his head. Again, had a little bit of time, a little bit of pressure coming in at him. Just didn't quite set the feet, didn't look like. So 62 to nothing. Still your score. 6:20 is the time left here in the second. In the third, and it is second and 10 at the 40.
Hey, I like the little wins here. We moved the chains, and we did it without a flag.
It is. You're absolutely right.
It was,
We're all the way. I mean, again, it's been a while since we've even been in the middle of the field.
So up to the 40.
The snap looking to throw the near side. Catches it on the inside. Trying to get around. Spins around. Taking three to get him down. But number seven.
Out
of
about the 46.
Grabs it right at the chest. And dang it. He's injured. Oh, no.
His left ankle.
Oh, boy.
All that spinning around. I think he tweaked that ankle.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, no.
Well, it looks like it might be just a cramp.
Oof. Oh, he's going to sit
hobbling,
down,
though.
But he is in pain. Looks like hopefully nothing too serious.
That was a good catch, and he had a defender right there on him.
It was. There was three defenders right there.
And he kept his feet inbounds this time.
And he was trying to keep muscling through again. He was muscling through until they finally spun him out. So from the same formation, the snap looking to throw on the near side, he does.
Deep down the field. Oh, barely overthrown.
Goodness.
Actually,
almost.
I think that could have been caught, but it looked like he lost it in the lights there.
Zuniga couldn't quite come up with it as two defenders were on him, but it looked like it was just out of his grasp to reach up there and pick it up.
Notice where he was as he looked back over his left shoulder. See what you're looking into?
Exactly, those lights.
I think he lost the ball in those lights.
So 4:46 here as it's a fourth and four at the 46. It's going to be their own 46. Score is still 62-0.
Yeah, that ball came down. He kind of, after he looked back down, he kind of looked left and right, like where to go.
Oh, yeah. He didn't
was
quite
trying
know
to see
where it,
where it went.
So, same formation.
It's two back in the shotgun with two wide out left, one to the right.
Looks like Geese is still on the bench. Looking to throw far side now, way out there, diving to try to get it. Number three was the intended target, Logan Hafen.
That's a complete no flag on the play.
Yeah.
So fourth and four turns into a first and 10 the Knights.
That looked to me like it could have been a little offensive pass interference there, but they didn't call it. That's good. Good for us.
Yeah, he was. He was trying to separate himself.
He was trying to keep that defender off of him, and he had his arm in his chest, and it looked like a handful of jersey. No flag. Well, unfortunately, it's a Knights ball now.
Geese is still on the bench, but is not
they're still stretching
taking
his
any
leg.
Medical. Okay, it is.
Yeah.
Be that.
Looks like they're stretching his foot.
So it looks like from the snap, hands off 22. 22 takes it up.
Oh, here we go.
As the line just vanishes. It's taken past the first down all the way down to the 20 now. So from the 43 to the 20.
Well, the line pushed everybody left, and he saw a hole to the right. Number 22 cut back to the right, and everyone was going the other way. He just outran them all the way down to about the 20-yard line on that far right side.
That gentleman
He made it. He saw it was closing up because everybody was closing on the left side where it looked like it was designed to go, and he made that cut back to the right. He has that burst of speed.
He does. He has some wheels under him for sure. So Hank Ward and Edward Jones, first and 10 at the 23-yard line. 2 minutes, 40 seconds left here with shotgun formation, running back to the left side. That is going to be the number 22. Hands off again. No, he's not. He's going to throw it. Quick throw up center. And that's going to be a spinning move for an extra couple yards. 16 takes it for another first down. That's going to be a Hank Ward and Edward Jones first down.
I think 16 was spinning before he caught the ball. He spun three more times.
It looked like it, didn't it?
Give me dizzy.
So it's going to be a first and probably five? It's just shy of, so about the nine. So first and nine, first and 10, something like that.
So that was Bryson Fitzhugh out of.
Hands it up the middle.
Slot. No, he's running
right. He's taking
right,
it on the
outside,
right side now. Trying to chuck it across.
Right.
And number 22, touchdown. Don't have his name, unfortunately, but he has been laying the hurt on the Hawks and got himself another touchdown. 1:52 on the clock here in third. Score 0-68 as he got himself a 9-yard touchdown. With a quick, he looked like he was going up center, but just booked it to the right. Managed to skirt around on their own sideline.
They
like
handing it off to him and going right with it. I don't know if it's just they have better blocking that way or if just they feel that the Hawks are weak on that side.
Either way, it's working for him, so I'm not sure what it is. Extra point, but we're looking for sub a player, it looks like, as he's making his way out there.
Coach is yelling at him for something. Kicking tee. It's like a kicking tee for the placeholder. There's the snap,
kick,
holding kick right down the middle.
Right on in there.
So that's going to take the score to Royal Knights 69, College Place Hawks.
Did that just go up by two?
Still zero.
Did what score just went up by two, didn't it?
No. One up one.
I thought it was
67. No, it was 68.
All right.
I'm having a debate here about the score, people.
I'm sorry, 68. I thought I saw
Danny
it go up by two.
Don't mind.
I swear it was 67.
He's
so
swearing
confused.
That the score was 67, but he was looking to the left toward the play clock.
Oh,
I'm trying to
goodness.
Figure out what he was talking about. That's okay. That's all right. We'll get you some more coffee, bud. All right, so they're taking the field again, lining up for the kick. Still setting the football for the kickoff on the left hash mark. Come on, don't let me down. Kick it left again, please, 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 please. Do you imagine if we got to start on our own 40-yard line? I mean, last time we moved it 20-something yards, I mean, that would get us across into their territory.
Hey, I'll take that, man.
Let's
see what happens.
Let's do it. Where's a good gust of wind when you need it? 1:52 left in the third quarter, and Knights are set to kick it off. There's the whistle. There's the boot, low but long.
Oh,
through the hands. He touched it and stopped at the one.
He's going to take it, kind of jiving around on the inside, trying to skirt around a little bit more. 18 takes it to about the 10, the 15-yard line. Looks like number 15 is, excuse me, was that?
Like 18 Zuniga with
the
return.
It was going to be 18. Excuse me.
It's 18.
So 1:30. First and 10. That is going to be a Hank Ward and Edward Jones first and 10 for your Hawks
on
at their
own
17-yard line.
I would love to see them come out next week and just power run up the middle and just wear the defense down that way.
I'll tell you what,
and
I mean,
then
if
once you get them winded, then start taking those shots down the field.
When you have been able to I mean, when they've been able to do this to the Royals, man, that power run's going to work on almost any other team in the
Here's
league.
A snap. He's looking to throw left, deep down the field.
Oh, my number goodness.
Number three, I think he caught it.
Caught.
Caught.
Oh, my.
At about the 48-yard line.
What a huge throw.
And that was Logan Hafen. He's a senior wide receiver. It was a beautiful run down the far sideline.
For about a 30-yard pass.
That defender right on his back. And looks like they're spotting that about the 48?
48-yard lines. Yeah. Goodness, 17
to 48. Did you say the thing?
It is. It's Hank Ward and Edward Jones' first down.
First and 10 on our own 48. All right.
Goodness,
come on, guys.
Momentum. Let's keep it up with
Let's go.
2 seconds left here.
Oh,
and that's going to be encroachment from the defense.
Come on the Knights, on the Knights.
Let's see if they give it to us. He's going to walk it. Let's see.
And as they're talking about the penalty, the clock runs out. Let's see if they put any time back on the clock for the penalty. Still waiting on the signal from the white hat. Encroachment on the defense.
Love it.
All right. Now I'm interested to see if they run the clock back any.
So it should be a first and 10 again. Let's take a look. Well, first and 5? Is it up 5 or 10 for an encroachment?
Encroachment. I think it's going to be 5.
5, right? It should be first and 5.
Let's
3,
see.
4, 5 it is. So it looks like we are going to be finally.
Encroachment.
On the Knights. On the Knights' side of the field. This is the most momentum we've seen so far.
Yep. 5-yard penalty. Should still be first down.
So from the 48 to the 48.
So we were discussing, I don't remember if we did it on air or not, but we were discussing difference between false starts and encroachment and those things. So that one, it was encroachment on the defense, and the defender actually touched an offensive player, so it stopped the play. Otherwise, had he not touched him, he was just across the line. They'd have let the play run, you'd have a free play. Looks like they're leaving the clock at 12 minutes to start the fourth quarter. So we end at the third quarter, Royal Knights 69, College Place Hawks 0.
Interesting, they could have just left the ball where it was, as it's right back in the same location as it was set before, as they took it 5 yards to the right. Now 5 yards back to the left. As we've now switched sides, 12 minutes left here in this game. First and 10. It's going to be a Hank Ward and Edward Jones first and 5 for your Hawks, as we're finally in the Knights' side of the field from the gun. Let's see what happens here. The snap. Looking to hand off
to 44.
He's
going
to drive it through.
Come on. I think he got one.
About an inch. We'll give him a yard on that one.
Yeah, that's a solid yard.
So second and
four. Is that a long name I'm stuttering on? I was fine before we started. On Sergei Dashovsky.
Now it looks like they're not going to give it to it. So second and 5 is what we're looking at.
Oh,
47
that was a
yard
solid
line.
Yard. I'm going to get in trouble. All right. We'll go with the two backs again in the backfield. Nope. Oh, wait, maybe? What are we doing?
Nope.
Okay, no, they're going 4 wide. I like this. We've had more success out of this formation. 2 wide each side.
The snap looking to throw on the near side.
Defender
he does.
In space.
Hey!
18.
No, excuse me, that's
Elijah
18.
Zuniga with the catch there on the near side. It looks like he was coming across a little post there out to the left.
Zuniga with a fantastic pickup for a Hank Warden Edward Jones first down, as it's 10:40 left on the clock here for the game at the 33.
First down, Hawks in the Knights territory.
Boy,
first time
it.
Tonight. All right, we're on the right side of the field now. Again, going right to left, heading from south to north. We're in the Knights territory.
Same formation, going to be running back on the other side, though, far side of us. The snap, looking to run it up right the middle. He is going to take it right up the middle. The ball
tripped up.
No, it's not. Okay, it looked like it there for a half second. as 44 took it himself with his, of course, that Brody and Soga Dashkovsky.
Soga Dashkovsky. In for injured Kyler Creeley.
Second and 10.
He at the knocked the first defender, just powered through him. Unfortunately, when the defender hit the ground, he grabbed his ankle and tripped him up.
9:40 left here in the game, as it's 0-69 as your score. Second and 10 at the 33.
Going with the four wide again, one back.
The snap, looking to throw. He does, near side.
Oh,
and just
little,
out of the hands of number 18, Zuniga.
Didn't even make it through his hands. That went about its knee. It looked like it was a little quicker than he expected to, as he turned around to a little bit of a curl there. It was low, and I don't think he saw it till it passed him.
So it looks like we are 3rd and 10 at the 35, excuse me.
3rd and 12.
There we go. Thank you. I don't know what I was looking
10.
At. I don't know what I was looking at. 3rd and 12. Oh, it's right. Oh, yeah, there it is. Okay, 3rd and 12 at the 35. Confusion here for me, folks. I'm sorry.
All right, four wide, one back out of the gun. 44 is on the left of the false start. Ooh, the deep. Now, it looked to me like the defensive line jumped first, but then the two near wide receivers started taking off down the field. The defense didn't go into the neutral zone, and they didn't touch anyone, so that's all on the Hawks.
So it's going to be a 3rd and 17 now at the 40 with 8 minutes, 15 seconds left here in the ball game.
Made the defense jump, but our own receivers jumped
see
with it.
See if we can get something going here.
Uh-oh, here's
long
a rush.
Ball, big rush.
Oh, no.
Up in
no.
the air, thankfully out of the hands of number 10 from the Knights, but also not in the hands of number 3 was the intended target.
I don't know. 3 and 7 were both right there. I'm not sure which
Hafen,
one it was supposed to go to.
Logan couldn't quite come up with it. Neither could. Did you say number 7?
Yeah, Evan Geese and Logan Hafen were the two receivers right there. But number 10 got between them and the ball is Logan and Evan just about ran into each other. It looked like they had some kind of crossing routes there.
So 4th and 17 at the 40. Score is still nothing to 69. 7:30 left here in the ballgame. Let's see what happens as we're going for it, of course. Fry's back with
Come
two
on.
With him. Nope, going to send number 9 up to the line. Just one back.
A little weed.
Looking to throw right side. Big blooper. Is it up and out? As I'm not really sure. That partially bad throw, partially also, I think number 7, Geese, just lost it.
I think he lost it.
I don't think
it.
He could have seen it
could,
at all.
I don't think he saw the ball coming in. He lost it somewhere in there.
So 1st and 10 for a Hank Warden, Edward Jones, 1st and 10, that is, on their own side, for the Knights' own side, as they take it over at their own 40-yard line. 6:45 left here in the game.
Oh, come on, why don't you guys stop? That's a good song.
Be aggressive is the plan.
According to the cheerleading squad.
Let's see if they are aggressive. As the snap happens, are they going to do it? No, okay. Looks like 28 is going to take it up through the middle. That's going to be for a first down. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first down. And I think, did he get off the field or not? It looked like
it
going to be
look
an extra
like he got
player.
Off the field in time, but I'm not seeing a flag.
All right, they didn't call it. So there was a player on the field, looked like an extra man. He was sprinting to the Hawks sideline. Ended up getting off just in time.
He was about a yard away when I saw the offense move, but I think he was behind the official over here at the time, and he didn't see it.
So 1st and 10 at the 50-yard line. It's going to be 5:45 left here in the ball game under center.
Two wide out
22's
to the right.
22's back to run. Let's see. They pitch it to the left. No, excuse me, 28's going to take it.
Whoa.
28 sheds a tackle, and he's pushing through. Got about 6-7 yards on that one. Goodness, as the muscle man himself takes it up for six
about a
yards.
6-yard gain.
2nd and 4 now at the 44. And it's going to be the Hawks 44, 5 minutes, 16 seconds left. The score is 69-0.
Sophomore Chris Ortiz, it looks like, on that run.
So it looks like we're going to go from the shotgun now. Two back with them, three back, four
still,
back with them.
So we have two tight going left, two wide coming right.
There we
looks
go.
Looks like we have a fullback. It looks like an offset
now
eye.
Now it's going to be under center. Hands it off, and 28's going to take it to the near side.
Nope, that's going to be a loss of yards, and they're going to call that roughing.
They are going to call that roughing. A 64.
Horse collar.
My goodness.
They just signaled a horse collar.
Brit Hop just shut him down. And like you said, horse collar just threw him on back. Said, you're not going to do that around here no more. 4:30 left here.
Stop.
Personal foul.
Yeah, personal foul, so we're going to get a 15-yard penalty. It's going to take them down to about the 30, the Hawks' 30-yard line.
Hey, but we stopped
29.
Them. That was good.
Definitely. I like it.
So it's going to be a Hank Ward and Edward Jones first and 10 at the 30.
And honestly, I don't think that was intentional.
Left.
I think that was just where his hand happened
trying to grab onto it.
Trying to stop something.
Looks like they're going to hand it off to the far side. 30's going to take it up. Flag
another
of the flag.
Flag in the
and
back.
There is
uh-oh.
A down Hawk. 20 is up slowly.
Looks like it. Is this one coming back?
See what happens. It is going to be,
this is gonna be
holding.
Holding on the offense.
All right, so we're bringing it back just a little bit. So it should be second and 15. No, second, first and 10.
They're marching it off. It's going to be second and 20.
It is second and 20, okay.
Or first and 20. Are we doing it first or second? What are we doing here?
See, as of right now, it's first and 20. I thought they were going to mark it
there
as second.
There it is, first and 20. Now I can see it.
All right. So first and 20 at the 40-yard line. 3:45 left here in
it's
the game.
41.
Under center. Showing blitz. They're running up. No, they're passing it on the
pass.
Near side. 21 is 21. Open. A lot of pressure. Fakes him out. And he honestly would have got more yardage, but he slipped and fell. Hawks on top of him.
Right,
and we're up to the 30.
Line.
So got that 10 yards back real quick. And it's now second and 9. At the 29-yard line, 3:20 left here.
Hold on, they're spotting the ball in the.
Oh, they are going to mark it at the 30.
They had it at 11. Now they're okay. Now they put it on the other side of the 30.
So it is going to be 29. Excuse me.
Looked like there was even some confusion with the sticks over there.
So 3 minutes, 69-0 is your score. Second and 9 at the 29. As we know, this is pretty much considered red
now,
zone for these guys.
Number 20 that was laying down on the field over there a couple plays ago. Notice he's on the near bench. 30 running left outside the tackles. Get some good blocks.
Once again, just manages to do 10 yards. Anytime they run this ball, they're getting 10 yards just about, and especially when they go on the outside corners. And they did it again as they went to their own sideline. 20 is sitting down, like you said earlier, from – I don't know if that wind got knocked out of him or maybe something injured. He looked to be walking on his own power, though, but his helmet is off and he's
on the bench.
It looked
to me like he kind of like slipped. And I didn't know if maybe it was his ankle or something, but I didn't see anybody carrying him back. Honestly, I never saw him come back. I just happened to look down and see, oh, hey, that's number 20. He was on the field over there.
So Hank Ward and Edward Jones, first and 10 at the 19-yard line. Looks like from the shotgun. 30 takes it up the middle again. And manages to just slow down and kind of let the line buy some time. As he didn't have to make a hole. The line was doing it for him. Got himself just about 8 yards.
I like seeing that. And it's out of their ball carriers for the Knights. He's the only one I've noticed that seems to be good about that. As
he's patient.
He's slowing it down and waiting for the blockers to set up their blocks.
You're absolutely
take
right.
advantage of them. Whereas the rest of them have been overrunning him, or the one just completely running
he'll
outside
just go,
of
yeah,
him.
Yeah, he'll just go around him. Yeah, that's fine. You guys tie him up. I'll go around. Second and third of 13, 1:25 left here on the clock, up the middle. And in four,
almost untouched.
Oh, my goodness. Finally brought down. It looks like he's going to be
shy.
Yeah, about it.
I don't see any arms in the air, so.
So that is going to be a Hank Ward and Edward Jones first down. That's going to be first
on
and one at the one. With, well, 1 minute left. So let's see if we can stop them from making this score turn into a 69 to something a little worse. As it's they're going to mark it at the 2, not the 1. So first and 2 at the 2-yard line. 40 seconds left here.
They're letting the clock run down. Taking a knee. All right, that's what I like to see. Let's get some sportsmanship in there. That's the last play of the game.
That should be it. So your final, looks like, is going to be 0 for the Hawks and for the Knights. 69. 17 seconds is running out of the clock. It was stranded at first and second. We're going to call that as a good sportsmanship end of game, as the home opener for the Hawks didn't quite turn out as they planned, but some may say as expected, as it was a very challenging game for the Hawks with a couple, three injuries in the game?
Yeah.
And one came in. 20 is still sitting out right now, and 20 is...
He's not even lining up for the handshake. That doesn't look good. Gingerly standing up. All right, he's going out for the handshake.
He's going out for the handshake, and he's going to be all right.
He's slow.
I am looking for his number on the roster, and I don't have it, so excuse me.
I couldn't find him on the roster.
We could find that in the future. So the handshakes in the huddle up at the center of the field. We're hoping to get a player up here end of the show here. Post-game show. Your final score as the clock runs out. The 69 Knights, Hawks 0. Handshakes are just about over. You're listening to Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with maple cookie crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app, where happy tastes good.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS2 94.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Owning an animal can be a rewarding investment for your family, whether it's riding a horse, petting your cat, or just seeing that welcome wag of a tail at the end of the day. Animals enrich our lives. Responsible owners enrich animals' lives, too. Timely vaccinations, proper health care, sound nutrition, controlling pet overpopulation, and a safe environment are just a few of the things we can do for our pets. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
With the out-of-this-world cost of new and high-quality used vehicles these days, you want your current rig to run as long as possible. Walla Walla Transmission is standing by and ready to help. The secret to keeping your vehicle in tip-top shape and avoiding costly repair bills is preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance ensures your safety and that of your family. Reliability, contentment, peace of mind. Get on a regular maintenance schedule at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks, to the post-game show. Thanks for hanging out with us. I'm Danny Van Vliet, joined by Jason Watson. Our final score again, 69-0, as the Hawks are now at the 50-yard line having their post-game conversation. Hopefully we will get a player up here to have a little bit of a conversation with as well. Jason, this was a tough one for the Hawks, and especially an unfortunate way to start the beginning of the season. Again, the home opener for us. Coach, very positive coming into this game, and you know he looks to still be positive now. And the thing is, Hawks did some good things this game. They've had a couple mistakes, and you know, you have to keep in mind that, look, if you were playing any other team in this game, in this league, it would have been a much different game. But
oh,
the fact they'd
have been in it, especially in the second half. I mean, something I'd like to point out here is we talked about, you know, get better and better. They were, the longer the game went, the more they sustained drives, mm-hmm. The more they were challenging the Knights' offense. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we mentioned at halftime about, hey, there were a couple players here I'd like to see them get more consistent and start doing better. And we saw more consistent throws out of the quarterback, more accurate throws. Number seven, we called him out for it was Geese.
Yep,
called
Geese.
Him out on it. Hey, you know, he's had these passes that have got to him. When they get to him, he's dropped them. And not too long after I said that, he made a great catch over here on the sideline, and he did it two or three more times. So, I mean, that's a game like this. That's, I don't know if you can ask for much more. That they kept fighting and they kept improving. So that's a good thing to see. I'm very happy to see that. I'm sure that's probably what the coach is telling them down there on the field right now.
And you're absolutely right as far as, like, there was definitely, you know, we talked about it before last season. We talked about it again this season, is there is little moments of momentum shifts and stuff. And we were looking at a completely different team in the last, I don't know, I'm going to say 15 minutes of this ball game. We were looking at a completely different team because you're right. It was big things were happening. Well, I mean, we had that huge long ball. Throw that 22-yard throw to Geese, was it? Or was that Pfeiffer? Oh, no, that was Hafen. Excuse me.
That was Hafen. That was Logan Hafen.
That was Logan Hafen that took it for
20-something yards.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was great. And again, in the line.
And that was probably the biggest play offensively of the game.
And that's what got us into our own, into the Hawks side of the field, finally,
to the
too. Knights side of the field. Another thing, too, was just the quickness, too, and the line. The offensive line buying time for Fry to make the throws he needed to make.
Well, and something else, too, it seemed like Fry had more time in the backfield. He was getting better blocks. But it also seemed like the Knights were blitzing more in the second half, which tells me they were having a hard time getting back to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so and he was still getting more time to throw the ball even with the blitzes. Now, there were several times, you know, you heard us saying that, you know, hey, he's under pressure, you know, he's moving on the run, and he even made a couple good throws on the run. So we definitely saw that, like I said, that slow, steady improvement. I'd like to see that. Would have liked to have seen some points on the board. We had a couple opportunities. Unfortunately, couldn't capitalize on them. But, again, we saw improvement, and I think that will help them going forward.
Absolutely correct. We're going to take a quick break here on Hawks Radio. I'm Danny Van Vliet, joined by Jason Watson. You're listening to the Halftime Show for Hawks Radio on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Taussig Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC 2 Walla Walla.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back here. Again, we're at the post game of the Hawks and Royals game, first home game of the year. And we have Mr. Luis Gutierrez, correct?
Yes, sir.
54 here. Hold on, let me see if I can get this right. One of our starting linebackers and also the center, right?
Yes, sir.
Outstanding. Well, thanks for coming up and talking to us. And I want to say I really enjoyed watching you break through that line and get to that runner in the backfield in the fourth quarter. That was an awesome play.
Thank you.
Man, let me tell you too. It looks like you picked one up too for a kickoff as well, right?
Yeah.
You brought that one back a little bit. It looks like we were talking, man. You definitely put a wall up on that young man, running him over. So you definitely been a bit of a powerhouse. What did you like to see this game? What was your?
I like to see us all come together again. There was a bit of a separation and a bit of a kind of diversity with the team, and I'm glad that we picked it up again and we all looked at each other and realized we're all playing for each other at the end of the day, no matter what the score was. You know, we all realized we're young men and we're going to, you know, go get through our diversity together because at the end of the day, it's a war. It's controlled violence, and that's what it is. And you need to have a team in order to do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I was seeing too, throughout the game, you know, your guys' momentum really shifted out of the second half, really came out. I mean, you guys were hungry, momentum was shifting for you guys, and you were really just completions were being made in the way of consecutive completions, I guess I should say. And that's something that has been fantastic to see for you guys. Coming up in this next game, I think you guys are doing Cashmere High School next Friday. What are you guys looking forward to for that?
Definitely getting our run game going. There's been, you know, our line is really young, especially today. We had a few starters out and a few people switching in and out and all that. Our line is definitely young. And so just picking up, you know, our base plays and picking up our base offense will definitely open the pass up more a lot. So getting that going earlier as well definitely will lead to more passes being completed down the field.
I have to tell you, I was more a fan of the power runs. They were up the middle. They were getting longer and better. The passing game was improving. I really like to see the continuous improvement throughout the game. It was notable, especially in the second half. Proud of y'all for that. It's a hard thing to do, especially when you're down by so much, to come back out and keep that drive going. So it was good to see.
Do you have a highlight of yourself for the game? Was there a moment like,
your favorite part?
Look at that.
Honestly, getting that kick return, I've never actually carried the football ever. So, and like through high school, I've never carried the football. And so my coach looked at me, he goes, "Hey, who's going to go back there?" I go, me. And so I was like, "Please come over." And I the ball came over, I grabbed it. I was like, "I'm just going to put my head through someone's chest." So I was like, "Okay."
We heard it up here.
Well, the thing is when you make contact, you got another 4 yards out of that easy. Yeah. Man. So that was good to see. All right, Gutierrez, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Talk to the coach, see if we can get you the ball some more.
Maybe. I hope I get a carry my senior night. We'll see. But
well, good
thank
luck.
You guys for having me.
Absolutely.
Thanks for coming.
So much. All right, folks. So as you heard it here, definitely going to be a good game. We're looking forward to this next matchup next. Thank you so much. There it is. So this next game is going to be on the 19th, which is Cashmere High School. And it's going to be here. So another home game. Little back-to-back action, which is going to be pretty
good.
It's
going to be at Cashmere.
You're right. It is going to be at Cashmere. You know
6
what?
6 p.m. kickoff as well.
6 p.m. kickoff at Cashmere. So that'll be a fun drive as we are about 3.5 hours away for that.
Oh, that's another long
that
one.
That is the one that's going to be right there. So I was thinking that was a little further down the line. Goodness gracious. Very grateful to the coaching staff and the young man that came up here. Mr. Luis Gutierrez, as he came up, and what a cool experience that had to be to finally get a chance to run the ball a little bit. And
absolutely,
you know
when you're a lineman, you get to put your hands on the ball. That is awesome.
He did a great job, and let me tell you, man, I want to see him. He has some speed. Let's get him as our running back.
He has some
there.
Speed and some power. Yeah, I want to put him in the backfield
for a bit.
That'd be great, and the excitement on his face about it. That was cool.
All right, folks, it was a tough one. Hawks nothing, Knights 69. Oh, we'll come back next week, though, as the season's still young. And, second game in. We're at our second and furthest away game next Friday, which is going to be at 6 p.m. again in Cashmere. We hope to see you there. If not, we hope to hear you there. Wait. We hope that you hear us. There we go. Something like that.
Words are hard.
Oh, boy. What a long night it's been. Folks, I'm Danny Van Vliet, joined by Jason Watson from our crew back at the studio. Sebastian, have a good night. Drive safe. Enjoy yourselves. And we'll see you next week here on Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of College Place High School Hawks football on 102.3 FM KGDC2. Join us again next time for Hawks Radio right here on Walla Walla's KGDC2. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.